The Dairy Arts Center in Boulder will host a celebration of West African drumming, dance, and storytelling this Saturday. The Aya Festival is organized by the Baobao Foundation. I dropped by one of their rehearsals ahead of the festival and spoke with festival director Ajay Abankwa. As part of the West African drumming and dance festival that you're organizing, what's in store and who are coming to visit?
We have some of the national dancers from Ghana. Also, some of them live around here, so we invite some of them to come and join us. And also we have Mokumba group, which that's my troupe too, which we perform mostly around town, West African music and dance. And also there's a Brazilian samba. And we have like a Blue Moon dance company, which they're going to do a little bit of modern dance. And we have the Street Side Studio. Everyone knows Street Side Studio. They do all kinds of dance, but we're going to have some them do break dancing in between of what we're doing. And we are going to do some of the traditional African dancing and contemporary dancing, which I do choreograph some of them too.
Mm-hmm. You're originally from Ghana. You were a principal dancer, a choreographer for the National Ghana Dance Ensemble. What brought you to Colorado and what convinced you to stay?
I just got invited by CU a long time ago to help them with their religion studies, to see how the fetish dance goes, how they do fetish dance and how the fetish prays and how it go with Christianity. So I came and taught a little bit here. Then I end up being assistant director for the CU West African High Life Ensemble, which I have been doing for a long time. Then before I just started my own Baobao Festival. Then I teach at Metro University too for West African music and dance. But through the CU, that's why I was here. And now I'm married with my kids and we all live here, which is good. So
the name of your foundation has to do with a tradition of storytelling in Ghana. Can you explain what the backstory of that is?
So, good, yes, because the reason why we do Baobao Festival is like a place where we sit under a huge tree, because Baobao tree is huge, so we sit underneath and we tell stories and play music and dance. So that's the reason why we have this Baobao Festival, which you have the music and dancing and the storytelling in it. So all together, because the time I started doing this, I came here and I saw, oh, they are having a storytelling here. So only storytelling. They are having a dancing here. Only the band is playing here, only music. And like Ghana, that's not how we do. We combine everything together. So white people are in there, we enjoy that with the music and the style and the storytelling comes on and everything, because our therapy in Ghana is story. Because someone will tell a story and you think the person is talking to you, but the advice is there so you can get it from that.
And according to Rocky Mountain Ghana Council, Denver is home to around 8,000 people from Ghana. How does the work of the Baobao Foundation fit into the community of Ghanaians living in Colorado?
Even Saturday, they have like a festival in Denver, which a lot of Ghanaians were there. So I went there too to see what's going on and for a celebration of Ghanaian festival called Homowo. Homowo is like festival which the Gans from the tribe called Gans, they get away from a wicked king in Nigeria, so they flew all the way to Ghana from Ile Ife. So they settle down, they need food to eat, so they got food with their corn, so they make food with, they call it Omowo. So that's a food they just eat and that's a celebration. So they did that in Denver on Saturday, which was fun. So the food was like all over, which I was enjoying it.
And these festivals, like the one you just mentioned in Denver and the one that you're organizing for this Saturday at the Dairy Arts Center, what role does that play in maintaining a culture for your kids who are now growing up here?
Actually, my kids, they are doing good because it's hard for them to do the traditional dance what I'm doing, but they still love it, so they are going to do break dancing involved with it. So that's what it, because if you live somewhere, you do what they do, right? So they live here, they into break dancing or dance, so they're still doing the dancing. Break dancing still come from Africa because it has some African influence in it and African movement in it. So I'm happy they are dancing. If you want, we can just go, some people are there, so we can hear a little bit of music, or you can talk to one or two people who've been there for a long time too.
Okay, go. Let's go do that.
One of the dancers at the rehearsal is Alisa Garcia. Originally from Uruguay, she's an anthropologist by academic training and a musician and dancer in practice.
We are, three of us are doing a samba reggae piece. So samba reggae comes from Brazil, but it has a lot of African roots in the music and the dancing. It's originated in Bahia, Brazil, which is a part that has a lot of black people, a lot of descendants from Africa.
And what is your background in dance?
I have studied African dance, modern dance, ballet, belly dance, samba, Brazilian samba, both samba nupe, samba reggae. I just love to dance.
Baobel Foundation and AYA Festival Director Ajaya Bankwa says the two performances at the Dairy Arts Center this Saturday will be different from one another, with the matinee geared more towards kids and their families, and the evening one a longer performance.
One is 2 o'clock, and the other one is 7 o'clock. And it's going to be beautiful, and I'm trying to see when bring a kids or the adults, we're going to be like, interact with everyone. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be fun. So it's better to show up to see what exactly you are going to see.
More information about the AYA Festival is available online at thedairy.org. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young.